capital is one of the obvious problems in the space, and we wanted to provide that as part of our solution too. So we did announce that we've made available $30 million of financing to our customers. We're hoping that really changes how people look at their investment for these facilities.
From MJ Bulls Media, it's the Raising Cannabis Capital Show. Today in Raising Cannabis Capital, we are joined by Matt Liotta, the CTO of Agrify. Matt, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Well, it's great to have you on the show because your company is filling a need that's plagued cultivation facilities really since the beginning. It's how do you increase your square footage yield? And Agrify's products have solved this problem by, it seems kind of obvious, but you're taking advantage of the wasted space by going vertical.
Absolutely. Well, I'll tell you that we're not the first person to think of the fact that there's all this vertical space in a facility. Why don't we use that? But what we've done that's different is come up with a really ingenious way to use that. Because in the past, the way people have used that vertical space is they either built multiple floors, which is a big construction project, really expensive. They might build a mezzanine floor, also a big construction project and expensive. Or the cheapest way to do it that a lot of people do is they use some sort of mobile scissor lifts or other kinds of equipment that allows people to go up and down and access very large multi-tier racking systems. Mm-hmm. We just don't think that's the way to go. And so what our vertical farming unit does is, first of all, it provides a great, completely soup to nuts enclosure for having a microclimate to grow cannabis. So you can do really precise growing of the cannabis in that unit. But then the unit itself is stackable, and we provide a catwalk module that actually spans one unit to another. And so you actually can build your mezzanine floor just by spanning that catwalk using the existing structural capability of our unit.
I see. Yeah, that's great.
So in the end, what you do is you get all of the advantages of going vertical like you would with multiple floors or a mezzanine approach without the construction expense. And what we find is a lot of people have underestimated putting a lot of construction expense into their building. So when you think about your average person who's building, let's say, a cannabis facility, they're optimistic about their future. Their facility is going to work great. Their business is going to thrive. And what I like to tell people is, well, let's talk about that. When you're successful with your facility, what's going to happen next? Are you going to build another facility? Are you going to expand your facility? How's that going to work? And when you put all of your investment into the building, it stays with the building. But with our equipment, you're putting your investment in our equipment. And if you are successful and you do want to expand to another facility, you can take the equipment with you. Huge difference in investment from that point of view.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to probably say something that is going to mess me up here, but I think there's a tax advantage too, because if you improve your building, it takes like 39 years to depreciate the cost of the improvement. But if it's in fixtures, you can depreciate it much quicker. Is that true?
Well, I'm certainly not a tax expert, but yes, I do believe that the depreciation schedule for our equipment is shorter than the depreciation schedule for a building.
Yeah, that's a huge advantage. And that same line of thought, if they completely build out their facility and they can't get any more, you offer another thing, which I think is a game changer, and that's the container farms, which to me just look like the back of a semi-truck.
Container farms actually offer a number of different solutions. It could be for the purpose of expanding an existing facility very easily outside of that facility, like in its parking lot, or if you have some extra land. Some people also use our container as a way of speeding up the start of a facility. For example, their facility is under construction and they'll put the containers at the facility and start operating with the containers first, and then transition their operations inside once their facility is constructed.
Oh, that's a good idea.
And then there's also a third thing that we saw one particular customer do that we think is actually a really great idea. They were having some disease problems in an existing facility, and what they did was they used one of our containers to put their mother plants in there, and they were able to sort of have a clean environment to start over without having to shut down their operation, their existing facility. So they were able to move some plants out of their facility, get everything cleaned up, and then move it back in and really overcome their disease.
What a great option. And basically all they do is just plug it in and add water, and it's good to go.
Yeah, there's utility hookups that you'd expect, water, electrical, what have you, some minimal amount of site work just to prep it so that the containers can be leveled and accessed by people. But it's very minimal compared to a typical construction project.
That's so cool. That is so cool. I think what a lot of people, when they're getting into, or say you just get a license, it seems overwhelming. What I like about what you're doing is that you've expanded beyond just the equipment. You're really now a one-stop shop. You formed a joint venture with Valiant, which is a cultivation design engineer construction firm. So now people can just say, hey, here's what I want to do. And then you guys take it from there. There's not a lot of subcontractors. It's all under one roof. I think that's really important.
Yeah, I think people do not appreciate just how challenging it is to be in the cannabis space. You get your license, as you said, and then you're next on to designing a facility. And then from there, you're constructing a facility. Then you have to operate it. And then only then, if you've done all of those things exactly correct, can you actually produce some product and maybe make some money. So that doesn't deal with anything on the retail side. For example, if you also have a dispensary that you have to design, construct, packaging for all the units. So there's just a lot of complexity in this business. And obviously it's a new and fast growing business. So there's a lot of things that people are learning. And so what we're trying to do is to really help these new businesses with that learning curve by being their cultivation partner. We know how to design a facility. Valiant has extensive experience constructing facilities, and we really understand the equipment that should go inside that facility, the standard operating procedures to optimize the results coming out of that facility. And we can really help a customer go from, you know, that license with what do I do to we've got a whole plan and they just have to follow through on that plan. And then they're up and growing and they have a product they can sell.
Yeah. And they're going to stick with what they know. They don't need to become an expert in construction. They don't need to be an expert in equipment. They just stick with what they know and they can focus on what's important to their business and let you guys worry about that other stuff. But under that same heading and sticking with what they know, you also provide the software. So once the facility's in place, you have the software that's integrated with everything that you already have. You're really a one-stop shop.
That's absolutely correct. You know, so much of this industry is vendors that sell a piece of the solution. They don't sell the whole solution. And that requires people to integrate disparate technologies from many different vendors. And integration's tough. In fact, there's whole businesses that offer you integration services because of how tough it is. Mm-hmm. We designed everything from the ground up, the hardware, the HVAC, the software, to work together specifically for cannabis. We've done all of that engineering work. We've thought through all the design implications, all the trade-offs, and we made them. And in that process, we didn't just do this in a vacuum. We have actual experience growing facilities. We know what it's like to be an operator. And we know that, among other things, it's not simply enough to have equipment and software to control the equipment to grow the plants. You also have to concern yourself with managing people and their workflow and their processes. You also have to concern yourself with how many different strains of genetics are you going to run? And are there slight differences in how you grow those? And that may lead to scheduling complexities that are very difficult to overcome. We see so often growers compromise on what they know is the right thing to do for the plant because they can't handle the complexity of having 20 different strains, all with slightly different schedules for different parts of the grow process. our software takes care of all of that for you, because we know that growers, they don't want to compromise. And the business owners who are expecting a facility to operate consistently, they need help doing that. And that's really what I think our software and our technology is going to bring to our customers and ultimately to the industry, is consistent cannabis.
I would say if there was one thing maybe missing from this mix was capital, and you've solved that too. I saw in December, I think I saw an announcement that you guys are providing your customers with a line of credit.
Well, sure. Capital is one of the obvious problems in the space, and we wanted to provide that as part of our solution too. So we did announce that we've made available $30 million of financing to our customers. We're hoping that really changes how people look at their investment for these facilities. You probably know most people are raising capital via equity, and they don't have access to traditional kinds of debt vehicles to help them. And so they could really give up a lot of their company on the equity side. By providing them a debt opportunity, they can mix some of the equity raise with some of the debt from us and really have a better cost of capital for their operation.
Yeah, it's tough to get into a business as complex as cultivation and the size and the scope of the operation. It's tough to go into that on a limited budget. I'm sure it's very helpful for companies to have this access to capital. So $30 million, I mean, that's a serious commitment to this industry.
We do think it's a serious commitment, but we also don't think it's enough. We expect that we're going to use up that $30 million of capital relatively quick, and we're going to need to come back to the market with even more capital.
Okay. Well, speaking of that, maybe give us an idea what your plans are.
Well, we just had a successful MJ BizCon. We were really excited to participate in that show. We've got an enormous pipeline of customers, so we're really excited to deliver these solutions in a number of jurisdictions throughout the United States and Canada. We even have some international projects we're working on. So we're truly excited about that. We are also working on some new products that we hope to introduce in the second quarter of this year. And in those cases, those will be some improvements to our existing products, as well as some new category changers that we think that the industry overall will benefit from.
Will you be raising capital or maybe going public?
Yeah, those are excellent questions. So I can tell you that we have decided to close a Series A round in our business this month. And then we do have plans of going public this year. So we're super excited for that. And we hope that we can talk to you more about that as we're able to.
Oh, for sure. We'll definitely come back on the show and give us more information about that. We've been speaking with Matt Liotta from AgriFi. And all of his contact information will be in the show notes, and AgriFi's information will be in the show notes. It'll also be on the mjbulls.com. Matt, a lot to talk about. It's really exciting stuff. I appreciate you being on the show today.
Well, thanks so much for having me.
This is good stuff. Again, promise me you'll be back when you guys make plans for going public.
Absolutely. Happy to talk about it.
Thanks for listening to today's show. To check out more great cannabis podcasts, go to podconnects.com. Here's a preview of one of our other shows.
99.9% of our DNA is identical. It's a 0.1% that truly makes us different and unique. And that's what the show is about. Find out that 0.1% about your favorite guests. Find out what music they like, their first cannabis experience, and even what their room looked like growing up. But more importantly, or as important, their journey. Learn what makes them unique on Everything Is Personal.